Human rights group Jamaicans for Justice calling for the People's National Party to provide greater clarity regarding some of the proposals in its manifesto. This is WAVS News. The PNP promised in its manifesto that if it forms the next government, legal aid services will be expanded to include civil and constitutional matters, ensuring that access to justice is not reserved for the wealthy. While welcoming the plans, JFJ Executive Director Mikhail Jackson says there needs to be clarification on alignment with a proposal the party made last year.
There seems to be lack of clarity with how this proposal marries with their previous announcement last year at their conference, where they mentioned the national human rights institutions. The NHRA is a body that what has been talked about before that would expand and replace, if you will, the Office of the Public Defender. The concern I'm having is that I'm not seeing it in the manifesto, and I'm not seeing how it has a strong relationship with the legal aid rate and inclusion that the party is promising.
Jackson, speaking with RJR News, also points to the PNP's plans for constitutional reform, noting the party does not appear to have settled on how the president will be chosen when Jamaica transitions to a republic. As the government forges ahead with sweeping upgrades to Barbados' education system, corporate Barbados is being called on to step up and support schools across the country. Acting Deputy Chief Education Officer Denise Charles is praising the initiative, urging other businesses to follow suit.
Partnerships and initiatives like these signal not only the demonstration of corporate responsibility towards improving our nation's educational product, but they also serve to ratify the collaborative commitment between government, the private sector, and other agencies to advance the development of our nation's youth. Essentially, we are all on the same page.
As the U.S. prepares to deploy air and naval forces to the Southern Caribbean Sea to address threats from Latin American drug cartels, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Wednesday referred to the cartel Los Soles, also known as Cartel of the Suns, masquerading as Venezuela's government and posing threats to American oil companies in Guyana. Rubio had earlier this year, during a visit to Guyana, warned the Maduro-led dictatorship of stern action if he opted to invade Guyana to take over the Essequibo region or attack ExxonMobil. Builds operations in Guyanese waters. In Trinidad and Tobago, security firms say panic buttons and armed response plans cost about $450 a month, but warn they work best alongside more comprehensive home security measures. Prime Minister Kamla Prasad Bisesa told a Stand Your Ground consultation in her constituency Monday evening that she has a panic button in her Philippine home to deter criminals, calling it a useful tool until home invasion legislation is implemented. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.